The Smithsonian Museums reopened yesterday after being closed for nearly a month because of the government shutdown. The National Zoo opened as well, and WAMU's Michaela Lafrac was there to see visitors reunite with their favorite creatures.
As the gates of the zoo creaked open at 8 yesterday morning, Helen Gonzalez was ready. She had on a sensible winter coat, a bright pink scarf, and a camera around her neck.
I live nearby, and I'm one of a whole group of panda addicts, so we come here all the time.
Then she beelined for the panda house. The 19 Smithsonian Museums and the National Zoo used reserve funds to stay open through New Year's, but they've been closed from January 2nd until yesterday. During that time, life for the animals went on pretty much as usual. Brandy Smith is in charge of animal care at the zoo. She says the elephants and apes genuinely missed having visitors to interact with.
Definitely miss the people, so part of my job became walking through those houses just to kind of provide some entertainment for the animals.
Just to say hi.
Yeah, just to say hi.
The giant pandas enjoyed the snowstorm during the middle of the month. Three sea otters and a type of antelope called a kudu were born. The National Zoo's director, Stephen Monfort, says about 190 zoo employees were allowed to keep coming to work to feed and care for the animals. But they didn't receive paychecks.
I'm responsible for the life, safety, and health of 2,000 individual animals, but also about 600 people. So really, when my people aren't being taken care of, then I think it's upsetting.
The contractors that work at the zoo, like concessionaires, couldn't work or get paid either.
These people would walk, you know, on their hands and knees to come to work to take care of their animals. And many of those people, you know, aren't going to be made whole at the end of this. So that is very upsetting.
Smithsonian Museum staff are also taking stock of what visitors missed during what turned out to be the longest shutdown in history. The director of the Hirshhorn Museum, for one, is seeing if they can extend an exhibition. It was supposed to close this past Sunday. At other museums, several new exhibitions have been delayed. Lisa Sasaki is interim director of the Anacostia Community Museum.
We have to remember that local communities are impacted and neighborhoods are impacted by things that happen on the federal level very, very acutely.
At the zoo, panda addict Helen Gonzalez was quickly joined at the Panda House by fellow regulars like Joyce Carter of Washington.
Yeah, I love it. I love animals. We can learn a lot from them about how to treat one another.
Nearby, Charlene Johnson of Arlington took photos of the pandas. She said she'd been really worried about the staff during the shutdown.
It's not just, oh, the government shutdown, you know. It affects a lot of people, and that's what bothered me, because it's the little guys that got affected.
But these big guys are okay.
These big guys are okay. I always knew that they would be fine. They would be absolutely fine.
She smiled as she looked at one of the pandas climbing up a tree. She'd miss them. She even took a trip to Atlanta to see the pandas in its zoo during the shutdown. She says she's going to spend as much time with the pandas here as she can before February 15th. That's when the government's stopgap funding runs out and the zoo's gates could close again. For Here and Now, I'm Michaela Lafrac.